Greetings, it's Cassie from Rare Pair Radio. Honestly, community radio is really important. I mean, think about it. How many people in the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania don't have reliable internet access? I mean, what the heck? How else are you going to find out about great music and local news? Help keep us on the air. Give what you can at WJFFradio.org.
This is Radio Catskill, or your community radio station. I'm Jason Dole, and this coming Tuesday afternoon in Honesdale, Wayne County Commissioners, the County Office of Human Services, and the Cooperage Project are going to distribute 800 free meals to local residents. 800 free meals. It's part of the USDA Farmers to Families program, and here to tell us more is Julianne Doyle from the Wayne County Office of Human Services. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
So, tell us about this USDA Farmers to Families program. What is that about?
Well, it's actually part of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program through the federal government, through USDA, which is the United States Department of Agriculture. And they have worked in conjunction with several businesses, big corporations, to get local farmers throughout the country to donate food and then process it and then package it and get it out to people in need.
Okay. And so that means it can reach all the way from a national level down into local communities like there in Wayne County.
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it really is a community effort, correct?
And even at our level, I mean, it already was in order to get to us, but now that it's going to be here on Tuesday, we have other agencies and groups that have all come together to help us distribute these 800 meals, because that's a chore. We're used to, our Honesdale site usually has about 200 meals on a monthly basis, so this is a much bigger operation than we're used to.
And so it just requires more boots on the ground just to make it happen logistically.
Correct. So, yes, we've been working the past 2 weeks trying to get all those logistics straightened out. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always been food relief programs in Wayne County. Of course, these efforts have taken on new importance ever since March and the pandemic really hit our region. It seems like Wayne County's gone through like a number of different community efforts and initiatives that have kind of come and gone, or some have just changed slightly. You know, I think it was the monthly pantry went to a twice monthly pantry for a while. So it just seems like people are just staying creative about how to tackle this problem and utilizing whatever resources come along.
And we have truly been trying to, yes, help people as much as possible. One of our kind of little problems is that a lot of people either don't know about us or are afraid to come to a pantry because they're afraid maybe their neighbors are there and they don't want them to see that they are in need. So we're trying to reach out to people to make them understand that it's okay, that if they need help, we are here to help them.
Okay, so and how these people that may not know or may be reticent, what is it that you want them to know about how to get a hold of you? How should they be doing that?
Well, our main food number for the County Food Pantry Program is 570-253-4262. And don't be confused because it goes to the aging office. That just happens to be where there was space located for an office to house the food pantry.
It seems like the food efforts have been connected with the various aging offices in a number of different places too. I mean, they've been working close together in Sullivan County and absolutely in Pike County too. I think it was going through the area office of the aging. So I thought it was just a connection, like not just like, hey, this is where we had the phone line in. But I'll tell people the phone number again. Yeah. It's 570-253-4262. That's 253-4262, and that's specifically to reach the Office of Human Services or the food bank?
Well, that they will answer the Wayne County Aging Office, but then just ask to speak to the food pantry coordinator.
Food pantry coordinator. Okay. So for this particular effort, this Farmers to Families that's going to be happening, how do people qualify for these free meals?
There is no real qualification. All they need to do is be a Wayne County resident. So when they pull up, they just need to show us a current utility bill so that we know that they are a Wayne County resident. And then they can just keep going up the line, and they will get their box of frozen meat, a box of dairy, a box of produce, and a gallon of milk.
All right. All right. And so if there's not much needs to be done to qualify other than just show that you live in Wayne County, then the next question is, like you said, they just need to show up. So where and when are they showing up?
Oh, that's a good question. Yes. Tuesday next week, the 27th, we will be starting at 2 o'clock till 6 o'clock or until all of our meals are gone, all 800. It is at the Wayne County Fairgrounds, which, if you need an address, it's 270 Miller Drive in Honesdale.
Okay, the fairgrounds right off of Route 191, just north of Honesdale, and you're going to be there from 2 to 6 p.m. distributing 800 meals. Mm-hmm. And if you run out of them, you'll end. If you run out of meals, you'll have to shut down. What about the other end? Is there any chance that that you'll still have meals left over and have to find another way to get them out there?
Well, we have our social service agencies that will be able to, I'm sure, give us a list of people that they serve that need food. So I'm sure we'll be able to get rid of the 800. Our choices initially were 400, like a half a tractor trailer or a full tractor of 800. And we just opted to go with the 800 to make sure we could feed as many people as possible.
Okay. All right. And like, what can you tell us about, like, we were talking about, like, how this is important. You said you're still trying to get the word out to people, make sure that people know that there's the food pantry, that there are resources available. At this point, this far into the pandemic, what is the need like? What are you hearing from individuals and families?
Well, it varies a lot. We recently took a phone call from a woman who didn't know about the pantry system. And by the end of the conversation and telling her about this distribution and the monthly pantry, she was crying because she said, oh, it just is just such a relief to know I won't have to worry so much about food. So, you know, some people need it a lot more maybe than others, but there are, even if you don't really think you need it, if you feel you have a food insecurity, you really should contact the pantry and see what we can help you with.
So this is good news. And what is it? I don't know. I mean, this has got to be tough work. How do you feel doing this, helping people out here? How are you holding up?
Well, it's not just me. I mean, we have several other people that are involved, some clerical staff. I mean, it is truly an office effort and a, It's every day is exhausting, but exhausting in a good way.
Okay, and is that same number good for people to get any more info if they need to about what's going on Tuesday?
Yes, that would also be true. Yes.
Okay, so 570-253-4262. Farmers to Families, it's happening Tuesday at the fairgrounds in Wayne County. 800 meals being given out. Julianne Doyle, thank you so much for talking to us.
You are more than welcome. Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Radio Catskill.
Hello, Wayne County. This is Jocelyn Kramer, Chair of the Wayne County Board of Elections. My fellow commissioners and Board of Election members, Brian Smith and Joe Adams and I, wish to help answer common questions about the upcoming election. Every voter may choose to vote in person at your polling location on November 3rd or vote by mail. Ballots can be returned by mail or at the official ballot drop box in the lobby of the Wayne County Courthouse or directly to the elections office, but not at polling locations. Make sure your vote counts. Place your mail-in or absentee ballot first in the official secrecy envelope provided, the one that does not have your name on it. Then place that in the return envelope with your barcoded return address label and complete the back, including signature and date signed. The last day to postmark or deliver your mail-in ballot is November 3rd. Your entire elections team is working tirelessly to ensure a safe and fair election. So please vote.
Paid for by the Wayne County Board of Elections.